In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
In the Declaration of Independence, we as Americans state publicly saying, all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. While all of us as Americans are endowed with certain rights, the question remains, what kind of happiness do we pursue in making this declaration? Is it a material, fleshly, and worldly happiness, or is it an individualistic, egocentric, and self-centered pleasure? By way of elimination, the gospel of this morning affirms the falsehood of earthly happiness. This rich man addressed his soul, saying, O my soul, take your ease. It means relax, rest, eat and drink, that is, feast sumptuously, and be merry, that is, be happy and joyful. He did not thank God for what he has, but he became futile in his thinking, yielding to the temptation of gluttony. He fell into profane idolatry, worshiping his lust for pleasure. He has exchanged the truth about God for his belly, and worshiped and served his food and drink rather than the Creator. The devil always begins his temptation to indulge our lust or our belly for food. And falling into temptation, the God of this rich man became his belly. His God, with a small g, is a false Trinitarian God. Relaxation, he asked for relaxation. And second, he asked for eating. And third, he asked for happiness and pleasure. And this rich man reminds us of those days before the flood, when they were eating and drinking until the day of Noah entered the ark. He also takes us back to those who said, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. But this rich man was even different from those, because he said, you have goods laid for many, many years. He did not think that he would die tomorrow, but thought he would enjoy his food and drink for many years to come. And sadly, his God was short-lived, for death has come upon him quickly. And in him, the prophecy of Amos was fulfilled. Woe to those who lie upon beds of ivory and drink the refined wine and anoint themselves with the chief ointments. This man falsely assumed that he would live for many, many years, in which his pleasure will arise from the quantity and quality of the food, not knowing that Adam was tempted by food. In his quest for pleasure, he thought that he would live by bread alone. He also forgot that discomfort follows the excess of food which wrecks our bodies. The excess of food and drink definitely lead to a severe problem that none can endure without perpetually calling in physicians. And the Bible says, overeating brings sickness. Gluttony leads to nausea. Many have died of gluttony, but the one who guards against it prolongs his life. Thus, in the beginning of this Advent season, we are asked to be contrasting the actions of this rich man by first struggling and fighting the good fight, not relaxing. And second, abstaining from food and drink in order to be set free from overeating and gluttony. So we are not asked to eat and drink. And third, to disdain the earthly pleasure in order to pursue a spiritual happiness. So our happiness, we are not asked to be merry with earthly goods. The other reason why this gospel is read at the beginning of this Advent is to make us remember the poor. This rich man didn't care about the poor that seeks water and the needy whose tongue fails because of thirst. So the church is teaching us this morning to stretch your hands to the poor and to the needy. And we thank God for the Kids Club, which is feeding hundreds and thousands of poor people in our neighborhood. It has been the good pleasure of this club to make a contribution for the poor that are in our area. So at the beginning of this Advent, you are asked to distribute and to the poor all that you can, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And you are asked to bless God who has nourished us with the good things. This is the good pleasure which we should pursue. But some might fall into the same temptation that the fleshly things are a pleasure to look upon. What sort of pleasure are they? This profanity has made this society, seeking pleasure society, a madness, a fury. This is an embarrassment to call this pleasure, because the lust becomes the greater and the flame the fiercer. If we make a comparison between this rich man's lifestyle and the real Orthodox Christian lifestyle of each one of you, we see there in this rich man is unchaste pleasure, loose laughter, drunkenness. But here is love of mankind, gentleness. Near to the rich man stands vainglory, but near to the faithful, humility and manifestation of God's glory. And the rich man turns all his life toward outward possession, which is perishing, and then belongs to one another, to another person, by inheritance, and at the end belongs to no one. But the faithful has eternal life. The rich man's dream ends shortly in loss of life, but the faithful lives forever. Therefore, we should not place our treasure and our heart in that which is to pass away, but in that which remains forever. Of course, we all have the right to our food and drink, but whether we eat or drink, do all this to the glory of God. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, because the kingdom of heaven is for those who have their soul only treasured up. For he who lays up treasure for himself in heaven ought to despise the whole world. And the Lord plainly called this rich man fool, or of little intelligence. In the Greek word means he has no mind, and called him to his divine judgment. His foolishness will be like the chaff which is to be burned up with the fire of judgment, and God at the end will separate the wise from the fool. He who is truly rich in virtue is going to receive the treasure of eternal happiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.